this also sort of assumes that you'll be running again in 2012.
You asked the question that everybody always assumes that there has to be a motivation.
Right.
Okay? What is the end game? The end game for me is just being true to myself. I've served 8 years. When I finish, it'll be 10 years. I'm very happy with the length of service. I've done great things. The initial reason I came into office was to bring attention to the growing drug violence and the use of drugs on the border communities and the lack of access to health care in those communities. We've built a drug treatment center. I continue to be an advocate against the cartels. That's the reason I was a chair of criminal justice, and now I've been doing homeland security stuff now. So I've reached a point when it's just, I want to be true to myself and damn the consequences. I'm tired of being bullied, threatened. I'm tired of my community being taken for granted. People come around, they pay the money to the bosses to turn out the vote. The bosses go to adult daycare centers and they pay off the manager. The manager hauls the senior citizens who don't know what they're doing most of the time, and they tell them how to vote. And the system perpetuates itself. The only ones who enrich themselves are the bosses and the politicians who ferment it. Why serve in office if you're not going to do anything? Where I live, we live under the yoke of a system that is corrupt at its core, is disrespectful to the individuals who live there, and changes have to be made. So, if the sacrifice is that I have to, in order to be true to myself and to speak up against the corruption where I live, is that I have to go to another party that will accept me for saying those things rather than demonize me, so be it. So I'm being true to myself, and I expect to have greater freedom in attacking the corrupt infrastructure that has been eating away in my community.